Mac. The big news this week, as you all should know, is the new larger MacBook Pro, some advertisements could be coming to iTunes, and how about a slightly larger than credit card size media device? This and more on today's edition of All Things Mac. Today is Thursday night, approximately 10:06 Eastern Standard Time, April 27th, 2006. This is Jason Katz with The In. Imagine this, a whopping 17-inch screen connected to an Intel chip faster than the one inside an Intel Core Duo iMac, with an 8X dual-layer superdrive, 3 USB and a FireWire 800 port. With that and a $2,800 price tag, and you'll have the new 17-inch MacBook Pro. Now this thing is sweet. With its 2.16 GHz processor and its Radeon 1600 graphics card, this is one of the top, if not the top, laptop on the market. Apple released this beast Monday. As the only reporter for All Things Mac, I decided to do a little fieldwork investigation. I went to my semi-local Apple store to try and check out these babies, yet to my dismay, they didn't have them yet. I didn't realize that the Stork hadn't started its long journey to bring these newly unaborted, non-steroid-powered, non-Michael Jackson-abused children to their adoring parents. Apparently, the MacBook Pro is shipping in 7 to 10 days. Some advertisements may be appearing in iTunes soon. Apple is using their dominance to force ads onto millions of iPod users. Advertising Age is reporting not to worry, quote, Apple's current plans call for the ads to appear only in the lower left corner of the iTunes library, while users listen to podcasts from their computers rather than from portable devices. So it may not show up on your iPod, but it's still some advertising that I wouldn't want to see. iDisk Diamond, a company in Taiwan, just released the world's thinnest flash drive. It's very thin and holds a whopping 16 gigabytes of data, and is basically the size of a credit card. It uses a thin USB cord to transmit data, and is 3 millimeters thick. It will not be cheap or readily available soon, but it is very cool because this potentially could be used in new MP3 players, possibly thinner than the iPod Nano. And that concludes today's quick edition of All Things Mac. You can email me at allthingsmacintosh@gmail.com. If you want, check out my website, allthingsmac.podomatic.com. I'm working on a new website, which should be a little cooler, but I'm not sure when I'll be done with it. I'll let y'all know. When you get the time, I ask you to please vote for me on Podcast Alley. Thanks for listening. Jason Katz, out.